This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Dear listeners, how empty is the Day to Day features cabinet? Well, we take you now to the Dutch seaside town of Haarlem for the biannual Haarlem Comics Festival. It started a few weeks ago. It's going on with galleries all across town showing the work of comic strip artists from around the world. We are going with one of our favorite correspondents, Frank Browning.
They sing, they talk, they dance, they build, and, of course, they draw. Here in Holland, as in much of Europe, strip artists and graphic novelists are taken seriously, whatever they do. This music group, called the Primitives of the Future, led by Frenchman Dominique Cravic, collaborates with the American underground comic artist Robert Crumb, who inspires lyrics and sometimes plays banjo, and who was recently dispatched by the New Yorker magazine to cover the Cannes Film Festival. The curator for this year's festival was American artist author Joe Sacco, whose cartoon books on Palestine and Bosnia have earned him a worldwide reputation as a graphic journalist.
To me, the main thing is to create the atmosphere.
By repeating background images, by changing the energy of a pen stroke, by breaking up sentences across a series of image panels. While much of the work on display this month in Haarlem is based on traditional, funny comic strip style, more and more reaches into the kind of serious fiction and nonfiction Sacco does. For example, Sacco studied journalism in college and then decided he could capture more of the reality that interested him by combining cartoons with reportage.
The thing about comics is it's not just a matter of putting the words down on the paper and just having a story. You can also cut up the words. You can use the words to lead the eye, graphically. I mean literally graphically, by where you place the words in a page.
Take the sense of chaotic motion that is the daily reality in Gaza.
If there's a particular scene that, to me, I wasn't quite sure what came first and what came second, and things are such a swirl that you can't really put it together properly. With images, the way you place them on a page, you can create that same kind of confusion for the reader, where all these things are going on at once, you don't really know where your eye should be. And sometimes that is a way of conveying the feeling you have in a situation that just suddenly erupts.
Probably the most extraordinary visual presentation at this year's comic show wasn't a cartoon at all, but a building, the Toneelschool, or community theater where the festival is based.
I started to make a little sketch, and the sketch was finally what we see here now.
Joost Zwarte, who founded the festival, is Holland's best-known cartoonist and a Haarlem resident. It was about a decade ago when the town fathers decided they needed to build a new community theater that they came to Zwarte and asked him if he would design it. The theater is an Art Deco-ish structure that opened its doors a few months ago. It uses purple, orange, green, and gray surfaces. A vast glass wall separates the foyer from a combined plaza and loading dock that itself opens into a narrow medieval street.
What I did was create a new square, a new patio in the old medieval town, and all the functions around it you can clearly see. So you have a sort of a cultural village. You have one part, the smaller theater hall, with its own facade, the green copper facade. Then you have the huge theater hall, which has a dark gray brick facade. And then you have this cinema pavilion, which is in a sort of purple facade. And I used all different materials to indicate the different functions.
Zwarte worked with a team of trained architects, but their role was only to figure out the technical requirements for realizing his design. Now he's finishing a senior citizens building in Amsterdam. And while he says he doesn't rely on his cartoon images in designing the buildings, he does believe making cartoons and designing buildings do have one thing in common. They're both about storytelling.
The main difference is that if you make a cartoon or a comic, you give something to the reader, and the reader interprets what you give to them. In architecture, you don't tell one story, but you give the possibility to the users of the building to invent more stories.
Upwards of 20,000 comics enthusiasts packed the galleries, pubs, museums, and byways of Haarlem for the Comics Festival, searching out visual interpretations of past, current, and futuristic worlds, trading rare editions of century-old comics, or waiting in line for personalized comic signatures from more than 100 artists, I'm Frank Browning.